January 8th was an inauguration day at the Oregon State Capitol. It might have escaped your notice, but it did involve the swearing-in of an official who won an election across the entire state. The office is Kid Governor. That's right. Oregon is one of several states that has a Kid Governor program to promote interest in government and its workings. Raghaman Dalla is Oregon's Kid Governor for 2020. She's a fifth grader at Jacob Wismer Elementary School in the Beaverton District. She joins us by phone. Raga, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We also have with us Mary Beth Herkert, who's the director of the Civics Education Program at the Oregon Secretary of State's office. Mary Beth, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you for having us.
Starting us off, if you would, Mary Beth, I mean, Kid Governor is just part of the overall civics offerings. Can you give us a bit of an overview?
Well, we're just beginning to look at different programs that we can introduce into the schools. So Kid Governor is one. There are a couple others that we are in the process of looking to implement, including a program from Harvard University for high schoolers where they would be given cases of events in American history, and then they would be put in the position of a decision maker. We're also looking at developing a middle school program, and then even some programs for adults, whether that be trivia night or we just finished reproducing the original Constitution with a transcription so that people can actually see how it was originally written in 1857 and actually be able to read it because we transcribed it.
Right. Yeah, I remember talking about that a couple of years ago, about the refurbishing of that original document.
Yes.
Do the civics programs, are these born during Dennis Richardson's time as Secretary of State?
The Kid Governor program definitely was. Mm-hmm. He had asked me when I was state archivist at the time what I wanted to do, and I told him I wanted a civics education program, and that January he went to the NAS conference, which is the National Association of Secretaries of State, and the Connecticut Center for Democracy was pitching Kid Governor, and he called me late at night and said, I have your civics education program. And so it was born from that, yes.
He was excited, it sounds like, if he called you late at night.
Yes, he was. And once I got to see the program, it was like, yeah, this is something we have to do.
So, Raghaman Dalla, where did you first hear about the Oregon Kid Governor program?
Well, my mom actually heard it on the radio when Erica was having an interview, and then she told me, and I thought it was really cool, and I wanted to get my point about homelessness across to everybody, so I thought that it would be a cool idea.
Well, this is an interesting thing. So it's not just that you run for this ceremonial office. You actually have to run with a real platform, and your platform was homelessness. Tell us about your interest in that.
Well, at first I was just cooking for fun at my house, but then my parents took me to a homeless shelter with Chasana Foundation where they cook and serve food. And so when I first served food, well, when I was first there, I was super scared. But then when I served food, I felt really good. So then I started to create a platform in which I could help the homeless and make an impact in their lives.
So how did you actually get into the race? How do you get nominated for Oregon Kid Governor?
Well, so first we had to make a video, a campaign video. So you had to say your 3-point plan and then what it was and then your leadership qualities. And then these six or seven judges or people pick the top 7 videos from all of them. And then the Oregon, the fifth graders across Oregon, they vote for their favorite video. They watch all the videos. And they vote, and then, what happened for me is that Mary Beth Herkert and almost the Secretary of State's office came to my school and gave us a prize assembly, which was really cool.
Did you have a feeling what was going to happen at that assembly once it was called?
Well, it was actually a last-minute assembly, like my teacher told us that day. And after the assembly, she told me she already knew before, but I didn't expect it until I saw my parents and my sister there,
uh-huh.
And I saw a ton of cameras and stuff, but I was not expecting that.
Well, congratulations on that. I have more questions for you,
Thank
but I want
you.
To ask Mary Beth right now about the actual running of this election. I mean, is it all just done through video votes online?
It's a great program. The schools and teachers are given a 15-part lesson plan that teaches the students about the different branches of government, how elections are done, and how, you know, what's important in an election. And then the students make these 1 to 3 minute videos, and in that 1 to 3 minutes, they have to explain why they're a good leader, why they'd make a good kid governor, and what their platform is and their 3-point plan. And they do an excellent job. You know, I mean, they tell us more in 3 minutes than some adults tell us in a longer period of time. But we gather the nominees, what they're called nominees. Each school can only submit one candidate for their school, and an independent panel of judges then views all the videos. And this year we had 20 of them submitted, and they narrow it down to 7. And they don't interact with one another. They just judge them on their own, and we keep score. And once we have the final 7, then the 5th graders across the state are given the opportunity to vote. And they have to watch the video, and in the lesson plan, it tells them what they're supposed to be looking for when they're voting. And what's really interesting, in the 3 years we've done this, we've only had 2 classrooms unanimously vote for their candidate. Every other classroom has had spread their votes a variety of different ways. And I've actually had a couple of finalists tell me that they voted for the eventual winner because they thought they were the best one. So it's really focused on the message that's being delivered and not the individual, because they can't identify their last name or what school they go to or where they live. It's all just based on their video.
Oh, interesting. Sure. So, and they wouldn't know them in advance unless they're from their school, but you know,
right,
that's going to be a limited number of people. We were talking about the Kid Governor program in Oregon here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Mary Beth Herkert, who's the director of the Civics Education Program from the Secretary of State's office, and Raghaman Dalla, Oregon's Kid Governor, all of 11 years old, joins us from Jacob Wismer Elementary School in the Beaverton District. You can join us with questions and comments, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jf@jeffnet.org. We talked about the 3-point plan, Raga, and yours was learn, love, legislate. What do those mean?
Yeah. So learn is, I want to spread awareness about homelessness and, like, make people know about it. Like, because if no one knows, they're never going to get help. So I wanted to create a social studies lesson plan so teachers can teach their students about it, so we can create awareness. And love is, I want to create kindness clubs, and within those clubs we can do clothes and supply drives, food drives, and all that stuff to raise money for the homeless, so people at Join Portland or any other homeless shelter can use that money to transition the homeless into permanent housing. And legislate is that we can write to our legislators and write to them and make them, or give them information about how we might be able to change the laws one day, and help them and help end homelessness. So
you mentioned serving food to homeless people and being a little scared of them at first. You think a lot of people are scared of homeless people at first anyway. How long have you been doing that, though? I mean, you've been actually at this for a while, it sounds like.
It's been 2 years, I think. I started off just cooking for fun, but then I started to go to homeless shelters and cook more and more, because I thought it was such a good opportunity, and I knew that the homeless people were very thankful, and I know they were very hungry, so that felt very good. So I just wanted to keep doing that. So now it's been 2 years.
You did a fundraiser of some kind, too, didn't you, Raga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Tell us about that.
So at first I was just cooking and making videos, and then I started doing fundraisers with my cooking. So I made food, and obviously my mom helped me a little bit, but I made food, and I started something called Raga's Fun Kitchen, and then, like, I've been having fundraisers, like, maybe a, every couple of months, and I always either raise money for, like, my school or a homeless shelter, and I invite people to come and eat, and they'll give donations so I can give that to the homeless shelter.
And you've raised how much money now?
Well, in all of my causes, it's been like $4,000 to $5,000 raised for all together.
That's very impressive. You are 11 years old, that's right?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old. Okay, I was jumping ahead. Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations on all you've been doing.
Thank you.
Have you met Governor Kate Brown yet, the true governor?
No. Mm-hmm. I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Do you have plans to fill her ears with talk about homelessness and solutions when you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Mary Beth Herkert, lay out the year ahead of Raga. What is expected of her, and what will she do? And for God's sake, when will she meet Kate Brown?
Well, we already have a pretty full schedule coming up. Raga's going to be honored at the Royal Rosarians by the Royal Rosarians on Thursday night
in Portland.
And then next week we will be meeting with some people from the Department of Housing and Community Services here in Salem, along with one of the representatives who's asked to sit down and talk with Raga, and then we are also going to a school down in Eugene so she can begin telling her message of love, learn, and legislate. And so as we move forward, what we're going to do is make sure that she completes her three-point plan, because that's what this is all about. And she will get to meet the elected officials as when she comes to Salem. We'll set up a time to do that, as we have with the other two kid governors. And then what we'll do is, this year what we have decided to do is to keep the other finalists involved, and they will be forming Raga's cabinet, and they'll each pick kind of an item of their platforms to work on, so that we can all move forward with their ideas.
What? How varied were the platforms? I mean, Raga's was homelessness, obviously, still is, but how about the others?
We had one for making playgrounds at schools disabled friendly. The young man who did that one, his sister's in a wheelchair, and he realizes the limitations she has with normal playgrounds and that sort of thing. We had a couple with pollution, mm-hmm. And a couple with kindness. Different areas of how to move forward with kindness. So
I noticed that promoting kindness in schools for Bella Malakzadeh in Pleasant mm-hmm. Hill and Carl Myers at Willamette Valley Christian School talked about lack of kindness.
Yes.
And I see also Abigail Akins from Prairie Mountain School talked about decreasing illiteracy.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty impressive scatter of issues that the kid governor finalists were talking about and still are.
Yes, I mean, it is really impressive when you see, and I think that all of the videos from the 20 nominees are online, and if not, we'll be posting all of those online so that you can see exactly how aware these fifth graders are and how into doing something right they are. It's amazing. I have been totally impressed in the 3 years we've done this. We've had 60 videos turned in, and every year they get better and better.
Let me, as long as I mentioned a couple of names, I'll give them all. Abigail Akins from Prairie Mountain School was one of the finalists. Akshara Ashok at Scholes Heights Elementary. Aurora Cunningham Mooney at Territorial Elementary. Bella Malakzadeh at Pleasant Hill Elementary. Ben Cow is the one who wanted to help kids with disabilities in the playground from Forest Ridge Elementary. And Carl Myers at Willamette Valley Christian School. Lack of kindness. These are the other finalists. Raga Mandala obviously became Oregon's kid governor. That's the discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. You're welcome to join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So this is the third year of Kid Governor, is that right, Mary Beth?
Yes.
And are you seeing more interest in the program over time?
Yes, we have. And what's really interesting is not only are we getting more interest from school districts, and it is the number of repeat classrooms. It seems like once they do it, they continue to do it. So that's great, because that means that kind of validates the program, is that they find that it is worthwhile to continually put forward a nominee. And some of them move on and some of them don't. But it's just really nice to see that that consistency, and then the new schools getting involved. And this year we had a push for getting schools east of the mountains involved, and a lot of those were just voting classrooms, but at least they're voting, and they're taking part in it that way.
I want to ask Raga, you obviously, there's another person that's been very much in the news during this school year, and that's Greta Thunberg from Sweden. I wonder if she's been any kind of inspiration to you.
Well, see, I saw that, like, she was, it was so important to her about what she talked about, and she even cried during the speech, which I thought was very inspirational, and, like, her speech was just very nice. So I want to be like her someday.
Talk about how much time do you have to do? Because you're in. And I'm probably taking you out of class right now just to talk to me. But how do you find time to do the kid governor duties? Keep up with your homework. It sounds like you're busy outside of school too.
Yeah, I do a lot of after school activities like dance. Like most of my week is dance. Like I do 7 hours of dance every week. If I have homework, I set aside a specific time. Like, on my days that I don't have dance, which are probably, like, Wednesdays, I have, like, time to do, like, I have a block of time that I spend for homework and I do for Kid Governor. And it's mostly on the weekends, like, when I don't have anything going on is when I do these fundraisers.
Wow. So, Mary Beth, what's it like to work with somebody who has such organizational skills at such a young age?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because all three of them have had that trait in common. I remember because Dom Peters, who was the first kid governor, he was very involved with sports and then with activities through, you know, other things. And that's what he always told everybody is that he has time set aside for all of this. So these are special kids. These are kids that really... they're going to be our leaders of tomorrow. They are organized. They are passionate. They are, you know, very involved. And they're not just involved in one thing. They're involved in a lot of different things, which makes them more well-rounded. And I think what really does is it makes them more accepted. Last year's kid governor had just moved to Oregon within the past couple of months, and she was elected kid governor. So they have that trait of being organized and... they make that they're natural leaders.
All right, Mary Beth Herkert at the Secretary of State's office. Thank you, Raga Mandala, Oregon's kid governor, all of 10 years old. Congratulations and thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you both here.